Glory to God. Jesus is Lord forevermore. Welcome to another wonderful day of a broadcast of God's Word coming to you from Full Life TV. We're also broadcasting on YouTube, on Facebook Live. The Lord bless you. The Lord do you good in Jesus' name. I want to welcome you to another day in God's presence. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Reverend Tia Aintia is my name, and it's exciting to be alive, to see another day. Right with me here is a woman of God, Pastor Mrs. Kamakantia. She will give you a word of greeting, and then we will be back to take our psalm reading for today.
Welcome to today's Wednesday service. God is set to impact your life in a great way. Sit and relax with your family and listen to God's word. Today's word will cause you to change in levels.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Jesus is Lord. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And that's why we always begin with worshiping God by reading the psalm. And then after that, we're going to have a time of praise and worship. Get set to be blessed mightily by God. Today we are reading Psalm 3. Psalm 3 is a beautiful scripture, a faith-building scripture. All scripture, of course, you know, is given by the inspiration of God. And right now, as we read Psalm 3, I'll read verse 1, you read verse 2. Let your faith be built up. Now, everybody, get your friends ready. Call up your neighbors. Tell your family members. Everyone should hook up right now. The word of God is coming, and your life will never be the same again. Make sure you like it. Make sure you share it on Facebook. Let someone know that today's broadcast has started already. The Bible says in Psalm 3 verse 1, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. I mean, does that not just look like what is happening around? Invisible enemy called COVID-19, just harassing people. But listen, Jesus has the final say. Verse 2 says,
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Verse 4.
I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill.
Verse 5 says, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Can you see why you have been able to see a brand new day? God is the one that woke you up. God is the one that brought you out of bed. The Lord sustained you. Hallelujah. Verse 6 now.
I will not be afraid of ten thousands of people that have set themselves against me round about.
Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. And verse 8 says, Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Hallelujah. Amen. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Right there where you are, open your mouth and begin to claim the blessing of God. Right there where you are, claim and receive the blessing of God. Whatever blessing you desire, claim it and receive it right now. The blessing of God is for God's people. Right there where you are, right there in your house, right there by the phone, by the TV, by your laptop, by your iPad. Open your mouth and just declare, I receive the blessing of God. I enjoy the blessing of God. I experience the flow of the blessing of God. Listen, you're not just watching, you are participating. This is a service and you are a participant in the service. That is why everything we're doing, make sure you're doing the same. You're singing, you're worshiping, you're praying, you're exalting Jesus. You're receiving the word of God, you're writing it down in your notebook, in your iPod, you're taking delivery of all that God has for you. I decree that all the troubles that are risen against you, they shall be brought down.
Amen.
They shall be brought down.
Amen.
Your help is coming from God.
Amen.
Your help is coming from God.
Amen.
He is your shield. He is your glory.
Amen.
He is a lifter up of your head.
Amen.
We decree and we declare that the Lord will hear your cry and answer your prayer.
Amen.
He will wipe away your tears.
Amen.
God is going to flood your life with testimonies.
Amen.
Every gang up against you shall be defeated and scattered.
Amen.
They will scatter in all directions.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive divine intervention.
Yes,
whether it is visible or invisible enemies, receive divine intervention.
Amen.
They are broken.
Amen.
They are defeated.
Amen.
They are brought down.
Amen.
They are defeated.
Amen.
Salvation comes to you from God. And the blessing of God rest upon you, rest upon your house, rest upon your life. We declare the blessing of God upon the nations of the world.
Amen.
Wherever you're watching from, in your city, in your nation, right there where you are, be blessed, be blessed,
amen,
be blessed. Now come and lift up your hands and just begin to declare the blessing over your life, over your city, over your family, over your nation. Declare the blessing of God. Open your mouth like a priest and prophesy the blessing. Decree the blessing over the cities, over the nations, in the name of Jesus, the blessing of divine healing, the blessing of divine health, the blessing of protection, the blessing of preservation. Open your mouth and pronounce the blessing. We decree the blessing of God upon the nations of the world. Everyone under the influence of this program, be blessed of God. Be blessed in your body, in your mind, in your finances, in your resources. Receive the blessing. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is too faithful to fail. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our strength. Jesus is our help. We will never be stranded. You will never see shame. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise, Lord. Manda baka sabaharabade. Nimbro nolobo subadaya. Meko baba baba yada. We enjoy the mantle of God's presence all through this meeting, all through this service, all through this broadcast. The power of God flows into your house, into your life. The glory of God flows into your destiny. Everything concerning you comes under the influence of God's glory, the influence of God's blessing, the influence of God's presence. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you worship. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to be blessed? I'm telling you, the word of God is powerful and the word of God is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now we're going to go into a time of praise and worship. Jesus is Lord. Every time we give God the glory in praise, in worship, lives are changed. Listen. Get set. Sing along. Make sure you are worshiping along. Dance right there in your house. Dance right in the hospital. Let the devil know that he does not have the final say. Shepherd Square, lead us. Let's go into a time of praise and worship. Hallelujah.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keeps me in the valley, hides me from the rain.
Oh,
my God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken. Today I am forgiven, praise his holy name. My God is awesome, awesome. He can move mountains. Keeps me in the valley, hides me from the rain. My God is awesome, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken, to death where I've been weeping. Praise his holy. Oh, my God is awesome, my God is awesome. He's awesome, awesome. He is awesome. awesome. Yes, he's awesome. Oh, my God, he's awesome. Yes, he's awesome. Yes, he's awesome. Yeah. Oh, he's awesome. Oh, somebody put your hands together wherever you want, give him praise. His word, come on, put it together for Jesus. His word, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our God, he's an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God. He's an awesome God. He reigns. Oh, our God, yeah. He's an awesome God. He reigns. He reigns. Oh, and power and love. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. Yes, he reigns.
He reigns.
He reigns. Oh my God, reigns. Yes, he reigns. Oh, he reigns. Yes, he reigns. Oh, yes, he reigns. Yes, he reigns. All over the world, you reign. Yes, you reign. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. You reign, you reign, you reign. You ancient Zion's King, Kadosh,
Kadosh. You are awesome on your throne.
You reign, you reign, you reign. You ancient Zion's mighty on your throne. Say you reign, you reign, you reign. You ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you reign.
You ancient Zion's King,
Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty. Somebody put those hands together and celebrate Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you reign. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Sing, you reign, you reign, you reign. You ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you reign, you reign. You ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. Hallelujah.
You ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. You reign. You ancient Zion King. Kadosh, Kadosh. You are. Release for you right now. Baragamani alamani andobo siande. Ielelemoniosa. Ralamanama. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be delivered. Be delivered from every demonic oppression. From every satanic affliction. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Arababaya. Imbrenelemosa. Jesus, we glorify. Jesus, we worship. We Jesus, we honor you. You are mighty on your throne. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we love you for everything we're going to do today, Lord. My God. He is the Lord Most High. Glory to Jesus. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. What authority! Jesus never spoke with fear. He never spoke with any shade of doubt. What authority! Once Jesus says it, it is done. I am come that they might have life more abundantly. That's the same confidence you're supposed to have. That's the same level of confidence you are supposed to have. Hallelujah. Philippians 1 verse 6. Jesus, our confidence. Philippians 1 verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Meaning from the day Jesus came, he began a work. And the Bible says you can count on him. He will complete that good work. And by the time you see him on his return, the work will be perfected. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that should be your confidence. Hold on to that confidence. He began a good work and he will finish it. What is confidence? Total reliance, trust, and belief in the ability of another. Total reliance. Total trust. Total reliance in the ability of another. It means absolute alignment and agreement with another's viewpoint. Absolute alignment and agreement. Absolute alignment and agreement. Confidence also means full assurance. Full assurance. And persuasion. Full assurance and persuasion. Be confident because of Jesus. Jesus is our confidence. That's why we speak boldly. That's why we act boldly. That's why we move boldly. Jesus is our confidence. Hallelujah. And mama, you know, the opposite of confidence is fear. Is doubt. Lack of assurance. Uncertainty. Anxiety. That's the opposite of confidence. Let Jesus be your confidence. Make Jesus your full assurance. Our confidence is not in man. No. Our confidence is not in any human system. Our confidence is not in any earthly thing. The Bible speaking in Psalm 118, verse 8 and verse 9. Psalm 118, verse 8 and verse 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in a man. So confidence is trust. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Our confidence is not even in ourselves. No. We are not relying on ourselves. We are not trusting in ourselves. Jesus is our confidence. Say it with me. Jesus is my confidence. Say it boldly. Jesus is my confidence. Say it boldly. Jesus, our confidence. The Bible speaking in Philippians 3 verse 3 says, we have no confidence in the flesh. We are the circumcision that make our boast in the spirit. We make our boast in God. We worship God. We celebrate God. We rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we have no confidence in the flesh. How are you sure that this COVID-19 plague will be over? Jesus is our confidence. How are you sure that life will be restored? That health will be restored? How are you sure that churches will gather again? Jesus is our confidence. And I want you to make Jesus your confidence today. Make Jesus your full assurance and persuasion. Hallelujah. Don't put your confidence in a man. Don't put your confidence in a human system. The Bible said in Psalm 65 verse 5 that God is the confidence of the whole earth. By terrible things in righteousness will thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea. No matter the part of the world you're watching us from, Jesus is your confidence right there. Maybe you're in a city where COVID-19 has been so terrible, so many have been infected, so many are sick. Jesus is still your confidence. For those of you in the front line of fighting coronavirus and COVID-19, make Jesus your confidence. How am I sure I'm going to be saved? Make Jesus your confidence. How am I sure I'm going to be protected? Make Jesus your confidence. How am I sure I'm going to recover? Make Jesus your confidence. How will my children survive? Make Jesus your confidence. We are the circumcision that worship God in spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we have no confidence in the flesh. Man of God, there's been so much troubles around my life. Make Jesus your confidence. See what the psalmist said in Psalm 27. From verse 1 to verse 3. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. In the name of Jesus, every gang up against you is scattered right now. Every conspiracy against you is frustrated. They will stumble and fall for your sake. They will be disappointed for your sake. The enemy will not have the final say over your life. You will see the word of God come to pass in your life. Your heart desire will be granted in the name of Jesus. Say it loud. Jesus, our confidence. Oh, that's why we can smile. That's why we rejoice. That's why we are happy. That's why we are bold. Jesus is our confidence. Hallelujah. The Bible said in that verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me. The world is facing a war from an unseen enemy. But guess what? Jesus has defeated coronavirus. Jesus has defeated COVID-19. You are healed in the name of Jesus. In this will I be confident. In God will I be confident. Hallelujah. In God will I be confident. Don't put your trust in man. Men might fail, but God cannot fail. Human systems will fail. We've seen it everywhere. But God cannot fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 30 verse 15. The woman of God will read it for us. Listen. Listen. When God speaks to you, your response should be, Lord, I accept your word. You are my confidence. Don't argue with God. Don't doubt God's word. Isaiah 30 verse 15. Yes.
For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest.
No matter how your life has been destabilized, return to the place of rest. Yes.
Shall ye be saved.
Hallelujah.
In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength.
God says, I will intervene for you when you make me your confidence. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Now, what is going to be your response? The Bible tells us in that scripture, they said, we will not.
And you will not.
They said, we will not. Do you know what I'm going through? Do you know what is happening to me? I'm telling you, if you know what I've been, it doesn't matter what you have been through. You are not dead yet. And as long as there is life, there is hope. Say it loud. Jesus is my confidence.
Jesus is my
confidence. That means Jesus is my confidence that we will be back in school. Jesus is my confidence that schools will reopen. Churches will reopen very soon. Markets will reopen. Business already. Some cities are gradually reopening. Yes, some nations are opening up. Testings have been done and the health system has been put in place. If any emergency comes up, people report to the hospital. Jesus is going to have the final say over this plague in the name of Jesus. That is our confidence. Make Jesus your confidence, like Paul. Make Jesus your confidence. The good work he has begun, he will be faithful to complete it. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:35-39 tells us when you make Jesus your confidence, don't change your mind. No matter what you see, don't change your mind. No matter what the devil says to you, don't change your mind. Cast not therefore away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. So not only should you hold on to your confidence, God rewards confidence in him with blessings and miracles, which has a great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. You have need of patience. Don't be in a haste. Be patient. Hold your peace. After you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Can you see it there? The will of God is that you make Jesus your confidence. The will of God is that you hold on to that confidence. The will of God is that you expect your confidence to be rewarded. Yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. I prophesy your miracle will not tarry. Your healing will not tarry. Your deliverance will not tarry. Your breakthrough will not tarry. Your recovery and restoration will not tarry. Be patient. Hold on to your confidence. The Bible says in verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. Oh, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And you should say right there, I will not draw back. I will hold on to my confidence. I will stand firm in my confidence. If any man draw back, meaning you must not draw back, meaning you are not meant to draw back, meaning you have a say in the matter, and your response should be, I will not draw back. Look at verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back, glory to God, unto perdition. I'm telling you, that is all there is in negativity, perdition. That is what there is in doubt, destruction. Don't draw back to doubt. Don't draw back to fear. Don't draw back to unbelief. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our confidence. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. No matter what we see, we believe. No matter what the devil throws against us, we believe. No matter the fear around us, we believe. 1,000 might fall by our left and 10,000 by our right. It shall not come near us. Jesus, our confidence. Hallelujah. See the way this man of God is talking so boldly. Jesus is my confidence. See the way this man of God is just talking. This preacher, they just, Jesus is our confidence. When the word of God enters your spirit, confidence will rise up in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. What should we be confident about because of Jesus? We've seen what confidence is. Now, what should we be confident about? Number one, survival. Be confident about your survival. You will survive. You will strive. You will come out of this situation. You will see the end of COVID-19. COVID-19 will not see your end. We will see the end of coronavirus. Coronavirus will not see your end. You will see the end of barrenness. You will see the end of childlessness. You will see the end of shame. You will see the end of pain. You will see the end of poverty. The devil will not see your end. Be confident of survival. Be confident of your survival. That these two will pass. And we will see the other side of COVID-19. We will see the other side. We will see, no matter the tribulation of today, we will see the other side. Confidence of your survival. John 16 verse 33. Woman of God, what does it say there? John 16 verse 33. I love the word of God. What about you?
These things I have spoken unto you. That in me ye might have peace.
Oh my God.
In the world ye shall have tribulation.
You will face tribulation, sure. You will confront some tough times.
But be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
I have overcome the world.
Hallelujah. Whatever is trying to defeat you, Jesus has destroyed it already. Whatever is trying to trouble you, Jesus has overcome it already. You will survive. Be confident of your survival because of Jesus. What are we confident about? Sustenance. Sustenance. We will not lack. We will never be stranded. We are confident of sustenance. 2 Timothy 1 verse 12. My God. We are confident of sustenance. No matter how dry it gets, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. For which cause I also have suffered these things. Nevertheless, that is a confidence there. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. I am not defeated. I am not beaten down. I am not changing my confession. For I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hallelujah. We are confident of sustenance. Number three, we are confident of success. Success, survival, sustenance, success. We are confident that it will work. It will work. It will work. Prayer will work. It's already working. Faith in God will work. Hope in the word of God will work. I'm telling you it will. Romans 8:28. It will work. We are confident of success. No matter what it looks like, it will turn around. For Makaya Bakoshada. Romans 8:28. We know it will work. Makabaya Losata. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called. According to it will work for good. It will produce good. Give us the Amplified Bible of Romans 8:28. See the Amplified Bible. Woman of God, can you read it for us? Romans 8:28. The Amplified Bible. See what it says there.
We are assured.
We are assured. We are confident. And know
that.
And know.
God being a partner in their labor.
God being a partner in our labor. We are not alone. No?
Yes, sir.
As we are speaking, God is hearing.
All things work together.
My God.
And are fitting into a plan.
It might look crazy, but God says, I have a plan.
For good. To and for those who love God.
Hallelujah.
And are called according to his design and purpose.
It will work out for good. Say it boldly, it will work out for my good. Say it with authority, it will work out for my good. That is our confidence. That is our confidence. Meaning, after this, you will be richer than before. You will be stronger than before. Your marriage will be better than before. You are coming out better, you're coming out stronger. We are confident of support. Support, never abandon. Never abandon. We are confident of support. God's support. Heaven's support. We are confident of support. Romans 8:31 and 32. This is our confidence in Jesus. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? My God, all things. We can't be stranded. Say it with me, I cannot be stranded. Hallelujah. This is our confidence. Our confidence is in Jesus, that we will enjoy support. Number four, what are we confident about? Sufficiency. Sufficiency. What if they talk like this and then more people die? What if they talk like this and then nothing turns around? What if, hey, sufficiency. Our God is the Agidigbashos one. Our God is the one who is more than enough. Our God is the one who is beautiful for all situations. You can never overboast in God. God will always outperform whatever you say. We are confident that he is our sufficiency. My God. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5. He is with me always. He is with me all time. He is my loving friend. My savior all the time. He is with me always. He's with me all time. He is my loving friend, my savior all the time. He's our sufficiency. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. We are not talking the way we're talking because of some money in the bank or because of some... No! Our sufficiency is of God. Hallelujah. We are not afraid of the future. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. Your God is more than enough. Your God is more than enough. Next, we are confident of strength. We are confident of strength. We will never run out. We will not be left halfway without strength, without help. We are confident of strength. Hallelujah. The Bible speaking in Philippians 4:13 says, but my God, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Not some things, all things. I can do all things. Let this word enter your spirit. Let this word set to your heart. Every panicking heart, be still in the name of Jesus. Every doubtful heart, every fearful heart, every heart of anxiety and panic,
stop in the name of Jesus. You can do all things. You can survive this lockdown. You can come out of it. You can recover in that hospital bed. I can do all things. You can carry that pregnancy to due term. I can do all things. The building project that God started for you, in the name of Jesus, you will finish it. You can do all things. I can do all things. We are confident of strength through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. He is our strength. We can never be weary. We can never break down. Hallelujah. Next, we are confident of supplies. That was the next verse I almost quoted. We are confident of supplies. God will supply all of my needs. We are confident of supplies. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. For me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. We are confident of supply. What do you need? You need money. You need grace, strength, help. It's available in the name of Jesus. Philippians 4 verse 19. We are confident of supplies. But my God shall supply all your needs. As I'm speaking now, say amen to it. All your needs, financial needs, business needs, health needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We are confident of supplies. We are confident of supernatural help. Supernatural help. Oh, hallelujah. We are confident of supernatural help. Supernatural strength. Supernatural help. Romans 8 verse 26. The Bible says there, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. The Amplified Bible, Romans 8, 26. The Amplified Bible. So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for Omagayala Bashataya. This is our confidence. We will never be stranded. This is our confidence. We will never end in shame. This is our confidence. We can never be defeated. Hallelujah. The Bible said they went everywhere preaching the Lord, walking with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders following. We are confident of supernatural help. Next, we are confident of safety and security. Safety and security. Doesn't matter how exposed your life might be, Jesus guarantees your safety and security. Are you in the front lines fighting COVID-19? Jesus guarantees your safety and security. Every medical doctor, nurse, lab scientist, technician, every ambulance service provider, every cleaner, every person in the hospital, every person in the security service, every person in the emergency response service, you are preserved in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you for the work you're doing. The Lord strengthen you. The Lord protect you. The Lord keep you. In Jesus' mighty name. We are confident of safety and security. Romans chapter 8, from verse 35 to verse 39. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Men might say you are finished, but God says, nay, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Be confident. That's why I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present. Nor things present. COVID-19 might be present right now, but we know we are more than conquerors. Nor things to come. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Any germ, any virus, any bacteria. None of them shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's words today, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekagadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.